Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mitch Wiley, and he is the director of the lab at CCHS. Good morning to you, Mitch.
Good morning.
Mitch, it's time for the Cass County Health System Health Fair. And so I thought we should kind of visit about what all that's included, because I think there's a long list of things. The first one that I want to ask you about, and of course we're going to talk about the dates, because it's coming up really soon and people need to make reservations, but we'll talk about those dates. The first thing I noticed that I was not familiar with that doesn't include blood work, I don't think, but you're going to tell me if it does, the free annual wellness, Medicare wellness check. What does that mean?
Yeah, so that's a benefit for Medicare beneficiaries. Medicare will cover one of those visits every year for those patients. We're doing it with our health fair this year, but it's outside of the lab. It's more with a clinic nurse. So you'll spend about 15 minutes with that nurse going over your medical history, your medication list. She'll kind of go over some preventative screening things with you, review your immunizations, review some of your previous lab work. You won't have results for once done that day, but if you have previous records in our system, she'll go over that with you. Kind of give you an outlook of the next year, the next few years of things that you should be looking at to make sure your health is up to date and maintaining your health. And then there is one of our providers will visit with you as well for just a little bit of time during that visit. So.
Okay, so it sounds like to me that's 15 minutes, and then if you want to do the blood draw, which I think that's what a lot of people really expect, you better plan on, depending on the crowd, I would say at least a half an hour, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, definitely, depending on what time of day you come. If you're coming early in the morning, probably give us a little bit longer. That seems to be our busiest time of the day. We'll get you through as fast as we can, but definitely a half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about what's included in the blood screening for people 18 and older. What all does that include?
So our general health panel is just that. It's general overall lab work. We're looking at kidney function. We're looking at liver function. We're looking at your blood sugar. We're looking at just your regular blood counts. So are you anemic? Is your white count really elevated, meaning you might have an infection or some other disease process going on? Just the routine screening that you would typically get if you were going to see your doctor for a physical.
And if you haven't done this for a while, and I know some people do this every year because it's a great opportunity, and especially if it's been longer than that, this is a really good time, I think, to check those things out, because it's a matter of prevention rather than waiting till, oh my gosh, I'm really sick.
Absolutely. The sooner we can catch some of these things, the more interventions that can be done.
So. Okay, very good. And that's, as you said, across the board kind of thing of what you can see. And what's the cost for that?
The cost for just the general profile is $35.
Okay. And is any of that sometimes covered by our insurance?
The screenings that we do that day, we will not process through insurance. Okay. So that is a cash or check payment that day. Some of these may be covered by insurance if you went through your doctor, but not as part of the health fair.
They would also cost quite a lot more if you were going to do all of this through your doctor. And I'm not saying that's because doctors have to charge more, but you guys are doing this as a real service to the community, and you keep that cost low.
We do. We try to keep this as low as we can, trying to get people involved in their health care.
Okay. So then people have a choice of some other things that they could include. And there's quite a list. I'm assuming they can choose which ones of those they want to include.
They can. Yep, we offer a hemoglobin A1C, so that's definitely of interest to our diabetic patients out there. That's kind of an average glucose over a three-month period of time. So where the blood sugar that we do on the profile is a picture of that moment in time, the A1C gives you more of a general picture over time. We also do a PSA, which is a prostate check. That's only for our male patients. And that gives them it can be an indicator of prostate cancer. It's a screening test for prostate cancer. And then vitamin D is the last one that we offer. And that one has a lot of different things, components to it. We talk about bone health a lot with that one. It helps with calcium absorption, plus a multitude of other things. So we just usually try to tell people, they've never been checked, it might be a good idea to make sure they're not deficient.
And it's been a while since I looked at this list, but that vitamin D one, I'm thinking, has been added, I'm not sure when, but fairly recently.
Yeah, we've been doing it the last few years, yeah. But it is one of the newer, more upcoming tests, so we added it to the profile a few years ago. Yeah.
And I certainly see much more information in the news, in if you, you know, are into health things at all, that they're talking more about vitamin D. And vitamin D is usually the sunshine vitamin?
It is. It is. We can definitely get it from sunshine. We can get it from food. We can get it from supplements. But there's really no way to know what your level is unless we test it.
Yes. And in terms of the sunshine, you know, sometimes we say, well, you don't want to get too much sunshine for a variety of reasons. So it's, you're sort of, oh, what should I do here? So I think this is a pretty exciting one to add, that as more research is done, we need to keep track of more things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The and when I say research, that maybe isn't just the heading in a newspaper. Sometimes they put those headings in that really grab your attention, and yeah, maybe they're not so important. But this is a really, I think, an excellent opportunity to add this. Now, if we're adding items, and we've mentioned, I believe, three, there are additional costs.
That's correct. Those the three additional items are the patient's choice, and they do have additional cost. The hemoglobin A1C is $12, the PSA is $20, and the vitamin D is
$30. Okay. So, people can sign up for those when they're signing up. People do need to make a reservation. Is that correct?
We do. We do ask that you make a reservation in advance. As far as those extra tests, you can choose those the day of. We don't have to know that ahead of time. I will be there, or somebody from the lab staff will be there to kind of help you make some of those decisions if we need to.
Hey, do people need to fast for many of these tests?
We do. There is a cholesterol check included, so we do like to see a fasting specimen for that. 10 to 12 hours prior to the lab draw. You can have water, you can have black coffee, you can take your normal medications, just nothing with a lot of sugar and no food.
you know, Mitch, that's why people want to come early, because they're hungry.
Absolutely, I know it. And we will have some juice and muffins for you when you get done if you need a little snack.
Okay, good thinking there. Now we need to talk about dates. And you don't have to come to Atlantic if you happen to live outside of the area. Let's talk about those dates, Mitch.
Yeah, so we will be in Atlantic next week, actually, the September 27th, 28th, and 29th, 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. And if you've been coming to us in the past, we did change the location this year. We're going to be in the atrium and kind of working out of the AMC Atlantic Medical Center suites. So not conference room 2. You'll just come in the atrium doors. We'll be set up right out there. You guys won't miss us.
That's handy, right? In the door. You don't even have to walk very far. So 3 days in Atlantic. And but when I say days, we go 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. It's not whole days. Now, if we want to go to one of the other sites, where do we go and when?
Yeah, so our three other satellite clinics that we have in Cass County, Anita will be on October 1st, Griswold will be on October 2nd, and Messina on October 3rd, and those days are 7 to 8 a.m.
Okay, get there early, 7 to 8. The first thing you're going to do in the morning, just get up and go. You won't have time to get very hungry, maybe, unless you're an early riser like you sometimes have to be. So you have lots of people coming in. That means the lab is going to have a lot of work to do, Mitch, and that's where you oversee that. How fast do people get results?
Everything except the vitamin D is done right here in our own lab. We will generally have those tests done that same day. It does take us a little bit of time because we mail those out to you. So by the time we get those processed, I actually personally look through every single one of them and make sure there's nothing that we need to take care of urgently. We'll get those sent out. I would say give us at least a week. If you do have our Epic system and the MyChart system through that, you should have access to them within 3 days. So that might be a little bit faster option for you.
That might be a reason to sign up for MyChart or Epic if you haven't done that, because, well, you have to have some kind of technique, computer or laptop, something there to do that. But I think it's pretty exciting when you can just go in there and check out what's happening.
Absolutely, and we're happy to help you get that set up if you're not already.
Okay, easy to do, and a way to get those reports back whenever you see your doctor or whenever you make an appointment. It's all there. So again, Mitch, let's quickly go over those dates for just coming right up.
Yep, so next week, September 27th through the 29th in Atlantic, and then the following week, October 1st, October 2nd, October 3rd in Anita, Griswold, and Messina.
Okay, Atlantic 6:30 to 9:30, and the other clinics 7 to 8 a.m. So just plan, make your reservation, and we didn't say how do you make your reservation.
So yeah, we have a phone number set up specifically for that. It's 712-250-8091. That's a line we've set up specifically for that. If nobody answers, there's a voicemail set up. We check it daily. We'll get you called back. But that's okay. The best way to get a hold of us.
Okay, so write that number down, 712, of course, 250-250-8091, 250-8091. Get your reservation made so you can get these health checks made. It's a great opportunity. We want to thank you very much, Mitch Wiley, head of the lab, for talking to us today. Until next time, here's a thought from Dennis Waitley. Time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted.